God bless Talk Radio.
Tonight's the night that the Lord has blessed us on. Love him and adore him. Amen, amen, amen. And to everybody that's listening, I want you to know that God has been so good to us. His mercy endures forever. Amen, amen, and amen. One thing I will have you to know is this. God has been a blessing today. He's keeping watch over the things that are going on around the world, and God is not sleeping because it behooves us to stay patient and watch God do what he's saying to do. Tonight we have the people I call the people at the well, and they are ready right now to give God the glory. Dr. McClendon, are you there? Hello? Hello? What happened? Hello? 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 I'm asking you, are you there? I'm asking you, are you there? Let me turn your mic on.
Oh, okay.
It's me. I'm the one. I forgot to turn your mic on. Tonight, the night that God has got you up there doing what you're supposed to do, and I appreciate and thank God and love him. I tell you this much. I love God. Don't you love him?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's your show. It's your show. Go for it.
Amen. I'm Dr. McClendon. I'm the host for KSK Radio. We're just thankful again tonight for what the Holy Spirit is doing in this hour. He is quickly giving us direction and showing us what to do in this day and time. We just thank God for it. We thank God for all the things that he's doing. We give him the glory. Tonight, we're going to talk about what God has given us to talk about tonight, and we hope that everybody be blessed. We pray that those that are listening, that their hearts are open to receive a true word from God. I mean, I know that we need a little understanding, and God will give us that through the Holy Spirit. We just give God the glory. Brother Kevin, are you there? Praise the Lord. We just thank God tonight. We give God all the glory. I just want to share some things with you about what God is doing and how God will be. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
How God will open doors through your faith. We have been praying on some things and asking God to open doors for us, and by faith and through fasting and prayer, the doors opened so fast, I couldn't get in there fast enough, And I was like, my God, the door is already open. God said, the door is already open. Just go on in, And I'm like, that's what fasting and faith will do for you. That's what about the if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And I, as I began to pray to God and I asked him to open the door, just started flying open. All of them. I couldn't get in all of them at one time. And I thought, wow, man, this, God's word is true, and I just want people to know that. If you have faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. And those doors that have been closed, they will be open. All you got to do is have some faith and believe the word of God, because it is true. And as I was talking to Sister Bridget on last night, we usually use my building for to have our the be on the radio station. So when we couldn't use it, because Brother Kevin wasn't there tonight, so when we couldn't use it, I told Sister Bridget, I said, well, I'm going to go and ask Brother Forrest if we can go to his place. And when I said, if it's the Lord's will. So when I got off the phone with her, the Holy Spirit said, no, you called Denny and asked him about the conference room. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to do it now. And the door just flew open. And you know, and it wasn't no sense. I mean, it just was open. I mean, freely to us to do what we have to do. So I just give God the glory, and I just want everybody to know that by faith, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can move a mountain. Doors will be open for you. God began to increase me again.
Thank you, Father.
You know, and
you,
these
Mom.
Things
Thank you,
all faith and by believing and trusting God at His word. Amen. But tonight I don't wanna talk all the time. I'm the host of the show, but I do want people to know what faith will do. It will do what it said to do. And I just give God all the glory, all the praise. Amen. And we're going to let Minister Bridget give us the word. She has been studying and has been preparing herself for tonight, asking God, seeking the Holy Spirit for what to say tonight, and He has filled her vessel. Amen?
Amen.
Brother Allen, are you there? Okay, nevertheless, we'll move on. We just give God the glory, but at this moment, we're going to let Mr. Bridget give us the word.
Amen. Praise Amen. You. Glory be to your name, Father. Father, we just thank you tonight. We give you all the honor and all the praise and all the glory. We thank you for who you are and who you are. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives and through our lives. Father, we thank you for who Jesus is. We thank you, Lord God, that you have called us out of darkness into the mother's light. Oh, thank you for this light, Lord God. Thank you for the light. Thank you for the light, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for your glory, Lord God, that you have called us to. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God, the Spirit of truth that teaches us and guides us and directs us, Lord God, and leads us in a straight pathway for your name's sake, Father. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God, that you have empowered us and that you have given us, Lord God, instruction, divine wisdom, to walk in the ways of the Lord, that He teaches us to help to trust in your holy word, Father. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father, that empowers us day by day, Father God, and night by night, Lord God. We thank you for teaching us and guiding us to you, Father, teaching us your ways and how to walk in your precept and how to walk in your steps and how to walk in your wisdom. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you sent your word and you healed us and you deliver us from all our fears and all our troubles. Father, we give you all the praise tonight in the name of Jesus. We don't come with no sad story. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. We come to thank you. We come to bless your holy name, Father God, because there's no name like our God. Oh, that's sitting on high. Thank you, Father, for you are the Most High God. And, Father, we pray tonight, Lord God, that you will anoint your word, Father God. We pray that it will go out and that it will minister to your people tonight. Send your minister angels, Lord God, to minister to your people, to strengthen them in their faith and their walk in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anoint the service tonight, Father God. Oh, the hearers, open up their ears that they may hear a word from on high. Father, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to minister to the people. Let your ministry minister to the people about the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's you that do the work in us and through us, because we can't take credit for what you do. We can't boast in ourselves what we do, but because it's of you, Father, that all these things are done according to your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. So have your way tonight, Lord God. Have your way tonight in our hearts, Father God. Reveal that what you want to be revealed, Father God, in the hearts and the minds of the people so they can receive their expected end of their faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak life over this radio station, and I pray, Lord God, that you open up the line. I pray that you will minister through the lines, Father God, tonight. Oh, that we hear the voice of Jesus. Lord, we want to hear the voice of Jesus tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your kindness. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your rest, that you're giving our soul rest, Lord God, that we come into the well tonight, Lord. We come into your well, the well of life. Let it flow tonight, Lord God. Let rivers flow. Let rivers flow, Father God, from your throne room, Father God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we're here to receive. We're here to receive with our faith, Father God. We come with our faith to receive the rivers of living water tonight, Lord God. We come to drink from your fountain. We come to drink from your fountain, Father. Your drink from your fountain, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, we have your way tonight. Have your way in our life tonight. And Lord, I pray for Dr. Hunter. I thank you for his service. I thank you for his willing and heart and mind. I thank you that you have given him an obedient heart and mind. I thank you for divine and connecting us with Dr. Hunter, Father, in this hour, Father God, to do your work, to do your will, and help to take, Father. Thank you for the man of God. And Father, I pray that you continue to strengthen his body, strengthen his spirit, Lord God. Oh, God, that he may be able to walk strong in the Lord and the power of your might, Lord God. Oh, that he may be able to speak a word and the spirit of faith will go forth and it will destroy the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that he has a heart of God, that he has a mind of Christ Jesus. I thank you and I give you praise for that in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, those that are here tonight, bless them, Lord God. Bless them beyond measure. Bless them beyond measure, Lord God. Enlarge their capacity to receive, oh God, more and more and more of you, Father. Enlarge their territory that they may receive more and more of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Holy Ghost, move in this place.
Yes, move, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Holy Ghost.
On tonight, Dr. Dolores had came to, we was in here, we was talking about the spirit of faith. And we was talking and the Lord showed me that the spirit of faith is operating in Dr. Dolores' life. Because when she speaks the word, things begin to fall down before the Lord. And we know that it's the spirit of faith that's operating in her. And I thank God that he has divinely connected me with someone that could speak. And then when they speak, it happens suddenly. I thank God for her in the name of Jesus. And so, therefore, going to 2 Corinthians, it was 12, we was looking at, we was trying to find the scripture where it was saying the spirit of faith. It was talking about faith. So tonight, you know, God wants to talk about our faith. He wants us to build up our most holy faith. And so we went to 2 Corinthians 12, and so happened the Lord laid my eyes on 2 Corinthians 12:18. It says, I urge Titus, this is Paul, he said, I urge Titus and send our brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Did we not walk in the same spirit? Did we not walk in the same step? That's the word. He said, did we not walk in the same
Amen.
Spirit? Did we not walk in the same step? And as I was 18, praise you, Jesus. We went to number 12. This is what I laid, when I turned the Bible to 2 Corinthians 12, the Lord had my eyes to lay on 12. What is 12? Well, we know in the Bible what 12 represents, by the government of the Lord Jesus Christ, the government of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, truly the signs of apostles were accomplished among you, with all perseverance and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. And we thought about you, Dr. Hunter, when we got to read this message, when we got to read this word, we thought about how the Lord has given you the gift of faith. Because the
Amen.
Gift of faith is operating in our life even stronger,
Amen.
Because the faith is on you and it's flowing to the body of Christ. And so
Amen.
When we're 18, he said, did we not walk in the same spirit? Did we not
Just
walk
like-
in the same And so the Lord let me know that we're walking in the same spirit and we're walking in the same steps because he said our steps have been ordered by the Lord for this revival in him to take you. How can we walk together unless we agree? The spirit agreed what the word said. Amen. It always agrees what the word said. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
But this is not my message tonight, but it's just like a little nugget that the Lord dropped in our spirit while we're sitting up here waiting for the radio station to come on. And we were celebrating, we were rejoicing in it. Because the spirit of faith is actually operating. Because every time the doors are open. The doors of faith are open now. That we are up on an open heaven. We know that because demonstrations and signs and wonders are following us. And when we go, signs and wonders following us in the name of Jesus. So we give God all the praise and glory what he's doing in our life. Amen? So tonight
Amen.
We're going to talk praise to Jesus. Because I want to talk to you about building up your faith tonight. To God be the glory. I want to go to 2 Corinthians. I was asking the Lord, we at the well. And you know, when you go to the well, you know, all kinds of creatures and spirits go to the water. You ain't the only one going to the well.
So when you go to the well, you got to have the spirit of faith. You got to be loaded, you got to be armed, and you got to be dangerous. Because, you know, when you go into the water, when you go into the water drink, you ain't drinking by yourself. You got an enemy you got to fight when you get to the well. And we're going to talk about that later on in the revival. You come out to the revival, because Jesus, he's the well of life. And he's going to minister to you what's going on in your life. Amen?
Amen.
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 So we're going to go to 2 Chronicles 20. And we're going to talk about Joseph tonight and the people of God. Because we know we got an enemy we have to fight. And we know that the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord. So therefore, we're standing in faith. We're agreeing with you tonight. We're standing in faith with you tonight, those of the household faith. And those that don't have no faith, just keep hearing faith, and you will have some faith. Amen? Because God says, faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So tonight, we thank God that you're hearing faith tonight, and you'll be able to see your faith in. Amen? So,
Amen. 20,
I want to talk to you. I'm just going to read a little bit, because we want to take our time. Thank you, Father. We want to take our time so you hold picture of the matter. It says, it happened after this that the people of Moab and the people of Ammon and the others, them besides the Amorites, came to battle against Joseph. Then some came and told Joseph, saying, a great multitude is coming against you. Now, you know, when you in the place where God has blessed you and where God has given you bread of life, there always going to be an enemy that's trying to come and distract you or try to come against you because of what God has blessed you. When you're a blessed man, when you're a blessed woman, it don't matter about what you got in your hand. It don't matter how much money you got in your pocket. You still blessed. If God said you're blessed, you're blessed. It has to do with your resource. It has to do with what God's word says you're blessed. Amen? So, but anyway, Jehoshaphat, he feared. The Bible says, number 3, and Joseph had fear, and he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim the prayer throughout Judea. And so, Dr. Hunter, I just want to encourage you tonight that you're a wise man, because what you said, you told us, you said, when you came to Houston, you said, I need y'all to go on a 30-day fast. You said, because when you go on a fast, we got to seek the Lord. We got to require of him what we need to do for the revival, because we just can't go on and do a revival without seeking his request, without standing in his wise counsel. So we always have to seek the Lord when an enemy try to come against us. So we got to ask the Lord what's going on, because we don't know. So when we go to the way of life, Jesus begins to reveal to us what to do, what to say, where to go, and how to handle this enemy. Amen? So what happened was, it says, number 4, so Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. That's what we're doing tonight. We're going to gather together, Dr. Hunter. We're going to gather together, Dr. Zalos. We're going to gather together, men and women of God on the radio station. We're doing we got a 21-day fast. Amen? So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord, and from all the city of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the people going to come to seek the Lord in Houston, Texas. They got to come, because God ordained this. They got to come. They can't deny the power thereof, because when God ordered things, hey, guess what? They got to come. Because it's a service for the Lord and not for man. They got to come. So therefore, he said, then Joseph stood in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. I can tell you today, we're in the new court. We're not in the old court. We're in the new court. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are the New Testament saints. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We are the chosen people. We are royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then he said, number 6, and he said, oh, Lord, God of my Father, are you not God in heaven, and do not you rule over all the kingdom of the nation, and in your hand is that not power and might, and so that no one is able to withstand you? Let's hold that thought right there. Let's go, hold that, because we're coming right back there. 2 Corinthians 10:4. Let's see about the spirit of might. What is used for? What is the spirit of might is used for? Thank you, Father. 2 Corinthians 10:4. Praise you, Jesus. And it says, let's go to number it says number 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but that mind in God. See, when the weapons of the carnal-minded spirit try to come against you, you're going to need the spirit of might to cast it down.
Come on.
Not carnal, but mind in God for pulling out strongholds. Isn't that they're trying to come against your anointing? Isn't that they're trying to come against your blessings? Isn't that they're trying to come against your faith in Christ Jesus? God has given you a spirit of might to cast it down. So therefore, we're going to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus. And every enemy and every foe that's trying to come against us, the going forth and doing the good things that you have called us to do, and trying to come and pull us out of our land that you have given us, and trying to take away the possession that you have given us in our land. Father, in the name of Jesus, we release the spirit of might, Father God. We release the spirit of might, Lord God. We loose it right now in the earth as it is in heaven in Jesus' mighty name. Oh God, to defend us. Lord God, to move upon our enemies and to destroy them, Father God, to bring them to the other end in Jesus' mighty name. So that's how we use our faith. We use our faith, what God's word says. We find out what the word says, and we act on it. In Jesus' name. Casting down all of me. Because these spirits claim the armor with Jehoshaphat and the people.
Yes.
They come to steal their land. They come to steal their possession when God has given them. And Jehoshaphat sought the Lord. He began to pray to seek the Lord and had the people to seek the Lord. He said, number 7, are you not our God who drove us in heaven of this land and before your people of Israel and gave it to the descendant of Abraham, your friend, forever?
Amen.
And they dwell in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name's sake. Now listen, saints. Listen, people of God.
Amen.
And those that don't know God, listen to this word. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord has said tonight. Receive your faith tonight. Receive the Lord Jesus tonight at the well, because you're at the well now. You're at the living well. He said, and they that dwell in it have built your sanctuary in it for your name's sake. We bear the name of the Lord in our sanctuary, in our vessels. We don't belong to ourselves. We belong to the Most High God. And the Bible says, he said, if disaster come upon us, toward just judgment, pressure, or famine, we will stand before this temple. Now listen, when you stand before the temple, you got to be standing strong in God's mighty power. Ephesians 6 and 10 tell us. He said, be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
And in the power of his might. Because go take the power of his might to cast down your foes and your enemies.
Amen.
You can't cast down the foes and the might of the enemy without Jesus.
Amen.
You can't cast down your foes without the spirit of might. Jesus is the spirit of might. Isaiah 11 2 says, the spirit of the Lord. He said, the spirit of the Lord. The seventh bath of the anointing is the spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
And the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of knowledge and understanding. The spirit of counsel, might, and will to the Lord. That's Isaiah 11 and 2. He said, I want to read it. Let's go there. So I get excited, but you need to know what you're dealing with. You need to know who Christ is. He's the seventh facet of the anointing of God. He is God.
Yes.
Isaiah 11 and 2, he said, thou shalt come forth a roar from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The roots, did you hear that?
Yes.
The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the spirit of counsel, and might, the spirit of might, and the spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Tonight we're dealing with the spirit, if I may use for a counter, the spirit of might.
Amen.
So when the spirit of might comes in, it casts down your foes and your enemies. Your enemy cannot handle the spirit of might. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say amen out there. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say amen. Thank you,
amen.
Father. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. He says, and therefore, and now, number 10, and now here are the people, Amram, Moriah, Mosara, who you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. But they turned from them and did not destroy them. Sometimes, God don't let you destroy all your enemies at one time.
Amen.
Sometimes he leaves some of the land so he can show his power, so he can show his might. See, something has to be demonstrated. Because you got some dollars and unbelievers don't believe in the living God. Some things God do because it's for your benefit. Don't look at it because it's like this. God has forsaken you because you're going through the situation. It's like you all left alone. You keep trusting in God. You keep believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, as the scriptures say. And it continually becomes in you for righteousness. And what the righteousness of God is, the devil can't touch you. He can't mess with God anointed. Amen? So therefore,
amen,
it says, bless the Lord. I got loud, but that's good. It said, whom you would not let Israel raise when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from the land and did not destroy them. And here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit.
Amen.
See, God has given us a possession to have in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Who the devil said he is becoming the kingdom of God and throw us out of the inheritance God has given us?
He can't
touch what God has blessed. Number 23 and 19 said, praise you, Jesus. Let's go there. Praise you, Jesus. Number 23 and 19. They say, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will not make it good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I can never regret it. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation to those who are Christ Jesus, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. When you walk according to the Spirit, to the Word of God, when you live in a holy life, a consecrated life before God, the devil can't touch you. He can't go in that place to touch you because you're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God. Psalm 91:1 declares that. Thank you, Father, in the earth in Jesus' name. So God be the glory. Can I get an amen out there? Somebody.
Amen.
Give God the glory tonight.
Amen.
And he says number 10, this, and now here are the people, Aaron, Moron, Pharaoh, whom you would not let Israel raise when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are rewarded by coming the doors out of your possession, which you have given us to inhabit. Our God, will you not judge them? Get ready, y'all.
Amen.
The Lord is getting ready to judge our enemies.
Amen.
God is getting ready to judge our enemies in Houston, Texas.
Amen.
Because we have enemies in Texas got to be judged.
Amen.
And he says, the Lord, when he comes, he's going to judge fairly.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's going to judge fairly.
Amen.
And he says, the saints of God going to be the ones going to judge. Did he say that in our husband's face? He said it's going to be the saints that judge, rightly judge.
Right.
Amen. He said, oh, glory be to your name. Oh, our God, but we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do. But our eyes are up on you. Listen, man and woman of God, keep your eyes up to Jesus.
Come on.
Y'all can finish your faith. Keep your eyes up. Don't look at the circumstances. Tune it out. Rejoice when the enemy starts speaking to you in your ear. Begin to give God glory. Begin to open your mouth and praise him. You begin to bless him. Today on the day I had got some word, the enemy was trying to come against me. And Dr. Hunter, what I did, I choose to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Because
amen.
We got to believe on the report that the Lord says. We can't let the enemy deter us from what God has called us to do.
Amen.
In Houston, Texas. We got to continue to stand fast in the faith. Because God is counting on us in the earth to do his will. Amen?
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
He don't need us, but we need him.
Amen.
And we thank God that we need him. Amen?
Amen.
So, therefore, the enemy tried to attach himself to me today with a spirit of fear. So what I did, I began to shake him off with my praise.
Shake him off.
And he was trying to paralyze me. He didn't want me to come out the house and go to the school and listen to my baby read her book for the book fair. I said, devil, you're a lie. I got work to do. Why should I sit here and let you, and why should I sit here and die when I can live and go out and do what thus said the Lord? So you got to talk to that devil, and then you got to praise God. So when I got to the school, praise you, Jesus, I heard a song come out of my spirit, and I began to praise and rejoice. And my baby looked at me and said, are you singing to the Lord? Yes, I am. To God be the glory. It was a good song.
Amen.
Giving God all the praise and all the glory. And guess what? That spirit had to lead me. This is it. You're going to have to keep your ears full of faith. You got to have a prayer life. You got to seek the Lord day and night because we're dealing with an enemy, and this enemy don't play fast. So you got to stay before the presence of the Lord. So when you're in the presence of the Lord, the fire will come and burn up all the draw. Anything to try to touch your life. Hallelujah. That's not like Christ. So therefore, praise you, Jesus. He says, look, thank you, Father. He says, oh, God, will you not judge us? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. In order we do what our eyes is up on you. Now, all Judas. Judas represents praise.
Yes.
Now, listen, y'all. We're at the well. So when you come to the well, you got to praise God. You got to praise because you got Satan in the well. You got fire coming to the well. You got all kind of enemy coming to the well. So you got to, when you come, you got to come with a praise and give up. You got to come say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me because I could have been dead. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me. I could have went to the pen. You got to thank you for saving you in that car wreck. You got to come with a praise in your mind. You got to come thanking him. Oh, in his gate with praise and with thanksgiving. Hallelujah, because you're at the well now. You're at the well. And you got to keep a praise in your mouth. Because the praise keeps back the enemy. He can't fight you when you're praising God. Because you're serving him. You can't serve two. You only serve one. He said, you can't serve two, Master. You're going to love one or hate the other. So when you serve Jesus, guess what? You're getting ready to praise him. The devil got to flee. He don't like your praise. He hates praise. Because the praise is your spiritual weapon against your enemy. So what's happening here? To God be the glory. We're at the well. Jesus is the well of life. Jesus, he said, now all Judah with their little ones, their wives and their children stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came up to Jairus, the son of Benon, and Jairus, the son of Matna, and Levi, the son of Ash, and the midst of the temple. And he said, listen, all of you, Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you king of Jerusalem, thus said the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude that's coming against you today. Don't be afraid of this enemy. Don't be afraid of this sickness, disease that's coming against your body. Don't be afraid of the enemy that's coming against your finances. Don't be afraid. Don't fret. Don't fear. Because fret and fear cause harm to your body. And God don't want harm to your body. He wants you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, as the scripture says, so it can be counted to you for righteousness. Come with your faith. Come trusting. Come believing that God is able to do what he said he's able to do. A seed is above all that you can ask, I think, according to his glory power that's working in you. You got to believe that by faith. You got to see that in Jesus' name. And so he said, listen to all you do, and you have the jewels, and the king of Joshua does say the law to you. Do not be afraid or dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but it's God. Amen. See, you got to remember, the battle is not yours. Amen. It's God. Anytime the enemy try to come against that what God has blessed you with,
amen,
and you know that God is pleased with your life, and you know that you're doing all that you know to do, and the enemy comes against you, that's the reason why he comes against you, because you're in the will of God.
Amen.
Amen. You doing what God tells you. He don't fight people that he ought to have. He fight people he don't have.
Amen.
Amen. So tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the answer of death and will find them at the end of the book before the witness of Jerusalem. You will not need to fight in this battle. This is my key word tonight. Position yourself, people of God. Position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you today. Oh, Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed because of this enemy that's coming against your soul. Thank you, Father. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and late. Come to me, and I will give you rest for your soul.
Amen.
Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow God is against them, for the Lord is with you. You got to know that God is with you no matter what is come. You don't care if hell break loose. You got to know that God is with you. You can't let your faith go. Luke 18 and 1. Hold that spot right there. Let's go to Luke 18 and 1. Praise you, Jesus. You got to hold fast to your faith. You got to know that God is with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Praise you, Jesus. And so, I, you know what? I'm encouraging myself in the Lord. I'm encouraging myself right now in the Lord. While I'm speaking to you, it's turn to me.
Amen.
Luke 18 and 1 says, and then he spoke a parable to them, that man should always pray and not lose heart. Amen. Let me tell you something. The enemy come in you like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a step. If you open your mouth and give him praise. How do you give him praise? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Your word says, Father God, you said, Lord God, that man should always pray. So, Father, I come praying the prayer of faith. You said in your word, Lord, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No evil shall prosper. No terror, no disaster shall come them out of the weather place. That means your house, your land, your children.
Amen.
That means your finances. No enemy shall come near you. Amen?
Amen?
So you have to have the prayer of faith in your spirit, in your heart. Because when the enemy comes in, you got to be able to speak to him with faith. You got to speak to him about faith, about Jesus. Amen? He said, man should always pray and not lose heart. And then I want to go to number 8. He said, well, let's go to number 7. And shall God not avenge his only elect who cry out day and night to him? Don't he bear along with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on earth? See, God looking for your faith. Your faith going to save you in the last day. And that's your silver, your money, your house, and your land. Nobody's going to be able to save you. It's going to be your faith in Jesus. So hold fast to your faith. Don't let it go. Hold fast to your faith. And then he said, thank you, Father. Praise to Jesus. He said, I tell you that he will avenge your feelings. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith here on earth? And the Bible said he gave the woman, he gave the widow, number 3. Now there was a widow in that city. And she came to him saying, get justice for me, for my adversary. See, some of you have adversaries. We all have adversaries. We have the devil always trying to come and steal them and plot
that's
against
right.
God's people.
Amen.
So we're going to always have an adversary as long as we're in the earth.
Amen.
But you got to know how to deal with it.
Amen.
You deal with it with your faith.
Amen.
And you deal with it with God's word, what God's word says. Believing and trusting God with your faith. Amen. So let's go back over here to number Joseph at 20 and 18. It said, and Joseph had bowed his head and his face to the ground. And all Judea, Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Listen, when you get ready to pray to the Lord, then you got to come worship to him. The Bible says they that worship him in the spirit of truth, those are the true sons and daughters of God. He is looking for such people to worship him, to worship him in the beauty of holiness, to worship him in spirit and truth. His word is truth. So when you speak God's word to your enemy, you worship him, the Lord Jesus. You worship him.
Amen.
And then when you worship him, guess what he's going to do? Guess what he's going to do? Praise to Jesus. He's going to come and he's going to rescue you. He's going to defend you. He's going to lift you up. Oh, out of the mire of the clay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And his face to the ground, and all the Jews and half of the Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites, the children of covenant, and all the children of covenant stood up to praise the Lord of God with voices loud and high. See, you can't be silent in this hour. You got to open up your mouth. You got to give a praise. When you come to the world, you got to give him a praise, man. You can't be shamed. You can't be intimidated. You got to have to open up your mouth and give him glory. See, these are instructions because you're coming to the well. Some of y'all won't come to the well. Everybody might not come, but some people hearing this word tonight, they're going to come to the well, that water, that desire, that hunger, and thirst for righteousness. They're going to come to the well, right? And that life is Jesus. They're going to come to him. They're going to say, where is he? Okay, that's what the man Jesus. Where is he? Oh, glory be to your name, Father. And so when they come to the well, they got to come with a high praise in their mouth. They got to come and say, oh, where is he? They got to come looking for him, expecting to receive.
Amen.
Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. So they rose early in the morning. And went out to the wilderness of Tucker. And as they went out, Joseph had stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you have a Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. That's the key.
Believe.
You got to believe this by faith.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Believe the Lord your God. Believe what he tells you. If he said you shall not die, you shall live. Believe what his word says. Hold fast to it. Hold fast to your faith. Hold fast. Don't let the devil rob you and tell you you're going to die. My mother-in-law was in a hospital. They brought her home to the they said, she said she wanted to go home and die in her home and to the hospital because there wasn't nothing the doctor could do. When the doctor can't do no more, don't give up your faith because he can't help you.
Amen.
You can't find faith in flesh. Flesh can't help you. Your faith has to be in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, who will put their faith in man is up on the cross. But he said, who will put their faith in Jesus Christ, they will be blessed. To God be the glory. So Dr. Hunter called last week. He said, Bridget, he said, go tell your sister-in-law and your niece what the Lord say. Tell them that your mother-in-law not going to die.
Amen.
She going to live. God going to use her to raise
yes.
up in that house.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
And
yes,
he came to the service on Friday night, and me and Dr. Dolores and Brandon and Ellen, we began to pray, and we began to talk to the Lord about my mother-in-law, send the word out. And so what happened was, the next day, I got a call that said she eating mashed potatoes. A liver. Her mom said, "Who was telling her mom? They were going to die." See, you can't give up your faith concerning your household. You can't give up your faith concerning your family members or whatever situation that's coming against you. You can't give up your faith in Jesus. You got to hold Jesus fast to his word. You got to hold Jesus fast to his word. Because that's all you got to is his word. Amen. That's all you need is the word to do what he says. Because he said he's walking on his word. Come on, man. Father, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So believe in the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Amen. And guess what? She told us today. She said, the Lord had me go over there. I went over there. I told mama, I said, now I get my arm. Come on, let's go. He's going up to the house. Got out the car, went and laid my hand on Dr. Hunter, and her eyes lit up when I was praying. I talked to her spirit man. She rose up, and she told us, now, take me back to your house. She said, because I don't need to be in this house, because this is the house of death. I need to go back to the house with you. And I told my brother, guard this door. Don't let the daughters of unbelievers, someone speak death on her. They wait for her to go to her grave, and when God wants her to live, because he wants to use her to declare the works of the Lord, that God is a healer. Every sickness is there. Every sickness unto death. Amen to God be the glory. Believe on the Lord
right.
your God, and you shall. Believe on the Lord your God, and you shall be delivered. You shall be established. And you're going in, and you're coming out. He uses it for his glory. He want to manifest his glory. He want to manifest his glory every single time. He want to use.
Right.
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 Praise the Lord of hosts. See, praise
praise the Lord. Whatever you got to tell the devil, praise. If they come to you, praise the Lord of hosts. Because when you call on the name, you got to ask him. Jesus going to respond to his name. He going to come on the scene because you call him the Lord of hosts. He said, praise the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good. For his mercy is good forever. Oh, when you talk about mercy, the devil is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And all those who are praying, sacrifice and praise. See, you got to, this don't feel good when you're in the heat of the day in a battle.
Amen.
You got to give God the glory in the battle.
In the battle.
Right in the middle. Like Paul said, the demon, they were talking about God gave the glory. And the Bible said the heaven shook, the earth shook, and opened up the doors. See, doors are open up for you to give God some glory, because he did it for me, he'll do it for you. He don't respect the person, he do respect faith in him. The faith got to be connected in him. So therefore, those who will bring a sacrifice of praise to the house of the Lord, Father called the captives of the land to return at the presence of the Lord. Listen, everything the devil got tied up got to be loose. Because he just said he's going to bring the captives. That's your children. And he will bring, the Lord will bring them back home. He will bring your husband back home. Where he left me for another one. Where he'll bring him to restore. You know, my husband when we was young, he was doing all this thing, but I kept my faith in Christ. I kept seeking the Lord. I kept praising the Lord. Somebody, a preacher said, won't you try to take the storm back and get you a shark? Well, I didn't want no shark. I wanted that man. I didn't want no husband. My mother been married 9 times. I'm not getting no married. I'm going to get married 1 time. I'm going to make this a covenant. Because you say for better or for worse. God is able to save your husband if you want him to be saved. But you got to be sanctified yourself before your husband be sanctified. You can't get saved and then your household don't be saved. Because the Bible says sanctify a wife or sanctify a husband. He didn't say sanctify a man, sanctify a wife, but he could do that too. But it's best for a woman to sanctify because she carries the womb. She give birth in a womb, in a spirit. And she have a prayer life. She can give birth to some things. To God be the glory. I'm telling this happened. It's real. So anyway, when you pray, go ahead and set the captives free. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. So therefore, this will happen to Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20 and 23. For the people Amram and Moab stood up against the heaven of Mount Seir, the other killed and destroyed them. And when they had made an end of the heaven of Seir, they had to destroy one another. See, God will use your enemy to destroy themselves.
Yes.
And all that try to come against you, he'll have them to destroy each other.
Yes.
All you got to do is keep your faith in Christ. All you got to do is trust what his word say. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the scripture say, and be counted to you for righteousness. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper in all that you do. And he says right here, so when Judah came to a place overlooking the willow. Listen to this. You got to overlook some fools. You got to overlook some fools. You got fools. Spirits of fools. They're walking foolish. They don't walk in the spirit of truth. They walk in ignorance. They walk in foolishness. The Bible says overlook the foolish spirit. Overlook false spirits. They're people that don't have no backbone. You know, they ain't got no truth. They ain't got no integrity. They ain't got no character. He said overlook those that come against you. They're trying to destroy you. They're trying to destroy what God has blessed you and what God is doing in your life. Telling you, God ain't, listen, it don't take all that. You doing all this praise and God don't take all that. You tell the devil he is alive. Take that and more too.
Amen.
God says his mercy is renewed each morning.
Amen.
And that means his mercy is renewed each morning. That means he got some more for you. So go take some more, ain't it? Fight this devil, amen? Don't let the devil teach you. Don't let him lie to you. Hold fast to your faith.
Amen.
God be the glory. And when Judah came to the place overlooking the willows, they looked toward the multitude, and there were dead bodies falling on the earth. No one had escaped. Your enemy is not going to escape in this hour. Dr. Hunter, our enemy is not going to escape in this hour because God has arisen. Fire is coming, and fire is already present in the earth, in the lives and hearts and minds of people. To God be the glory. Thank you, Father. Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He said, when Joseph had his people came to take away their spoils, they found among them a bundle of value. Get ready. You're getting ready to take away the spoils of your enemy. Because let me tell you something. Anytime somebody is touching God's anointing, they're not touching your life. They're touching what God has ordained and anointed you with. He's anointed you with his spirit. And anytime somebody comes against God's spirit, then God's spirit will come against them. That's why he says, busy the mind, I will repay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All you got to do is God. Leave your enemy in the hand of the enemy. I mean, leave the enemy in the hand of God. He will take care of your enemy for you. Amen?
Yes, he will.
Thank you, Lord. And then those when his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them abundance of value on the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they strip off for themselves. Get ready to strip your enemy. Don't have no pity on them. Because the Bible says when the thief found out, he got to restore sevenfold. Don't you have no pity on the thief. You take what belongs to you and your household in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Fight for your family. Fight for your wife. Fight for your husband. Fight for your children. Fight for your man. Fight for your ministry. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't you get up in the middle of the road. Don't you get up in the middle of this road. That's right. I'm talking to you because I've been fully persuaded and I'm speaking to you. That's not in my situation. Amen. The Lord be the glory. Because we all have situations that rise up from time to time. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, and precious jewels which they had stripped off from themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil. Well, you know the 3 days represent Jesus rose up on the third day, didn't he? And we know he rose up in us. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. 3 days gathering the spoil. See, there's going to be a 3 day gathering at the well, y'all. And here's the ten. Come on down, y'all. Because Jesus is at the well. He is the well of life. Thank you, Lord. It's going to be 3 days gathering this for what God has to do for us. Because the fire is here. Glory be to your name, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a 3 day gathering the spoil because there was so much. Oh, Lord. I'm excited. Thank you, Father. And on the fourth day. They ascended to the Valley of Brothers, and there he blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Brothers unto this day. Yes. Then they returned every man. This is the last scripture. Then they returned every man of Judah, the house of praise.
Amen.
Look at that. Return. Amen. Every man of Judah at Jerusalem with Joseph left in front of them.
Amen.
To go back to Jerusalem with joy. See, when you leave the revival, you're going to go back with joy.
Amen.
Because the joy of the Lord is going to be your strength to do the enemy up on your feet. He's going to be in the hell here. And you need this revival. He's going to be able to mess with you. He's going to be able to come near you. Matter of fact, he's going to run for you. He's going to flee for you. Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory be to your name, Jesus. For the Lord has made them rejoice over their enemy. Watch this. When you begin to rejoice on your enemy, the enemy got to fall down. He can't stand up against your praise and your worship. He hates, he despises your praise. That's why he's trying to get you not to praise God. He's trying to bring so much distress. He's trying to bring fear, doubt, and unbelief, so you won't open your mouth and give God a glory. But that was a lie. Open your mouth and give him praise and bless his holy name. To God be the glory tonight. Is there anybody out there that raised your name that you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Tonight is your night. You don't have to be where you are. You don't have to be in the motel getting ready to blow your brains out. You don't have to blow your brains out because all you need is Jesus. Come to the way. Come to his word. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that he's able to do the seed of the bullet above all that you can ask or think of according to his power that's at work in you now. He wants to work his power in your life. He has called you. And the reason why you listen to this message is because God is going to save you. He said, call your gates praise and call your walls salvation. That's how you got to do. Open up your mouth and say, Lord, here I am. Receive me. I'm sinning, Father. He won't turn your side. He won't cast your side. He said, if you will confess your sin, he'll faithfully just to forgive you, clean you from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1 and 9. God loved you. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you will call upon him with a sincere heart, he will save you. He'll come right in that room and save you. But you got to ask him to save you. You got to ask him to come into your heart. You got to ask him to come into your life. You got to say, Lord, I tried everything. But Lord, here I am asking you to save me. I'm gonna give you a chance. I gave everybody else a chance. I gave the dope man a chance. I gave prostitute a chance. I gave the world, little Johnny Walker, red and black devil, everybody a chance except you. Father, here I am.
Yes, Lord.
Here I am, save me, Lord. Because if you don't save me, Lord, I can't be saved.
Yes.
And we know that Jesus is a savior.
Yes,
he's the savior of the world. Hallelujah tonight. Give God praise and give glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, I bring these people to you tonight, Lord God, your holy people, your blessed people, Lord God, because you love them, Lord, because you brought them to this airway tonight to hear the word of God. I pray that you will move upon their hearts and their minds. I pray, Lord God, Father, you said according to Matthew 18:18, you said, whatever we loose on earth, you loose it in heaven. Whatever we bind on earth, you bind it in heaven. In heaven, Lord God, in the earth, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, we bind the devil, we bind his works, we bind his emptiness and his angels, Lord God. We bind the gates of darkness. We bind these spirits, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we cast them out in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we loose your spirit. We loose the spirit of your love. We loose the spirit of your joy and your peace. We lose the spirit of your righteousness and the spirit of your truth. We lose your anointing, your healing power. We lose you, Father, in the earth. We lose your holy angels to come minister to strengthen the hearts and the minds of your people, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they may have faith in their vessel to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Help your people unbelief tonight, Lord God. Whatever the situation, the circumstance is in their life, help them to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as the scripture says, and it will be coming to them for righteousness. And Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Father, we thank you for what you're doing tonight in this place in Jesus' mighty name. And we give you all the praise and glory. And we say amen and amen in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Amen. We thank God and give God glory for the so needed in this end. And you know, we truly have to exercise our faith. We have to exercise our faith. And do what God has called us to do. I thank God for the men and women who are committed to do God's will. Because it's so important in this day and time. Anytime you turn on the TV, even listening to people when you go out in the store, so forth and so on, so much is going on. People, the children, are not taught. So we have so much out in the world, robbing, stealing, and killing because people don't know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They don't know God. They heard of him, but they don't know him. And a lot of people are denying the power thereof because they don't know him. And we want to, that's why God has offered this great revival, because he's getting ready to do a work in those who are seeking and searching for him. And those who are seeking and searching for him, if they truly believe, their whole household can be saved.
Amen.
Because they can go back and take the good news or bring the ones with them and say, hey, we have read the true word of God and began to believe in their heart and have faith. And when you get that faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can move some mountains out of your household.
Amen.
Off of your job.
Oh, yeah.
Out of your marriages. Whatever it is that has been keeping you in bondage for all these years, whatever has been enslaving you, if you can be released, come to the revival.
Come to the
will. Tell your friends. Because it's not about us. It's not our doing. God has called this great revival. He's just using his people to give the message.
It
was laid on us. We didn't ask for it. It was laid on us. We were chosen. He said, many are called, but few are chosen. So he chose the ones that he wanted to for this great revival. So we give God the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
That I work for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Glory.
Praise
the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hey.
Amen. Brother Allen, are you there?
I'm right here, and I'm listening to your word, and I just bless God for the word that's going forward.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Allen, are you going to give us a word tonight?
I am, and I just want to thank the Lord again for the broadcast that the Lord has put in Dr. Hunter's heart, you know, to bring forth the word through the airways, you know, to a world that may not be able to have a TV, but if they have a radio, they can still hear it. If they have a computer, they can still hear it. It's valuable that what you're doing, Dr. Hunter, in the Lord, is that must keep going.
Amen.
And I just thank God for it. I thank God for Dr. McCullen. I thank God for Sister Bridget. You know, that was an awesome word, you know, explaining it very carefully about what's to be done about sanctification, you know, because without sanctification, no man, the Bible says, can see the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, you know, there is a word from the Lord, and I just thank the Lord for it. You know, if you'd like for me to go on right now, I would continue to go on.
Yes. Come on, go on.
Amen. Amen. If you would have go to your words today, we're going to be dealing with two verses today. I want to talk to you about building thereupon. In 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to be dealing with just two verses, the 14th verse and the 15th verse. In 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 14 and 15, and the prayer has already went out. And so I just welcome those that are listening in right now, and welcome the ones that are not a part of the family, but are standing by to hear the word of God. And we are inviting you in the family. You're not excluded. You're not excluded behind a substance called marijuana. You're not excluded out of the family behind a substance they call drinking. You're not excluded behind the family of a substance they call crack. But what God is, God already has paid the price for you to be delivered out of that substance. If you have a substance in your mind that your mind is not right, the word of God says that Jesus has already paid the price for you to be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
You may be, hallelujah, you may be struggling with something. You may be struggling with a habit, whatever it is that you're struggling with you're not giving up. Jesus has already paid the price for you to be delivered.
Amen.
You can be delivered. You can call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you can be delivered. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God that's coming out of 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse number 14 and 15, the word of God is saying, if any man works abide which he had built thereon, he shall receive a reward. The 15th verse says, if any man work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Amen? So we bless the Lord for the word today. I want to talk to you about what are you building upon? Are you building on the foundation of the word of God? Are you building your life on the foundation of the word of God? Are you building your life on the foundation of, see, there's two ways you can build it according to Jesus. It'd be a part of this, a part of the kingdom, not of this world, but you're in this world. But you're building on the foundation of Jesus. Or you can build it, so to speak, on sand, being a part of this world and the things of this world, the entertaining the things of this world, and your loss is going to be just as great. You can have millions of dollars in this world. You can have the finest house. You can have the best job. And you can build that thing up on these things, situations, because you have seen people in this world give a story about them coming from rags to riches, but guess what? They don't know Jesus. They haven't gave God the glory. So what I'm hearing from the Spirit is asking you a question. What are you building your life upon? Are you building your life to stay here upon this earth? Are you building your life for the kingdom of heavens? Because Jesus says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. He says, store up your treasures up in heaven. That means that build your house up in heaven where I am, because he said it this way. He said, I'm going back to prepare a place for you. And if I come back again, I'm going to receive you unto myself. But while I'm gone, this is what you need to be doing. You need to be building as unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If any man's work abide, which he had built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. That reward is building upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, the doctrine of the word of God. You're building upon that by telling another human being about the goodness of God. You're giving them a testimony about how God has brought you out. You're giving them a testimony about, you know, you have a lot of people, they say God is good, but you need to tell them why God is good. And another person would say, all the time, well, you need to tell them why God is good all the time. Go back and forth to one another, because the Bible says iron sharpens iron. And so when you build up on these foundations, you're helping them build their foundation even more so in God by giving your testimony, and they're helping you by giving their testimony back to you. But the ones that don't know you, the question has been asked, what are you building your life upon? Are you building it in the word of God? Are you building it as unto this world? These people are on this world, if when you look at the situation of the world, they're building so many different things. They're doing so many different things, but is it as unto the Lord?
Why?
Because the Bible plainly says a tree is known by the fruit that it bears. Jesus said he's either going to make the tree good and its fruit good, or you're going to make the tree evil and its fruit corrupt. Because you can't have both ways. You can't have a bad tree and produce good tree, good fruit. It's not going to work like that. If it is a 15 verse is saying, if any man works, shall be burned. Look at that. It says, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. The reason why a man's build is going to be suffering loss because Jesus is saying every man's work shall be tried in the fire. It has to be tried in the fire because, you know, the trying in the fire comes through a prosecution, comes through a testing, comes through a suffering mode. Do you give up when men talk about you? Do you stop when they ridicule you? Do you stop when they start turning their back on you and God is saying, I didn't call them to help you build. I called you to build it. Noah had that same experience. Noah was crying out for all these years saying, it's going to rain. God told Noah to build an ark. He didn't tell the people. He told Noah. He said, Noah, you build an ark. He told Abraham, he said, Abraham, I want you to come out from your own kindred and come to a land which I will show you. He didn't tell Abraham to take Lot with him. Abraham did that on his own. So what he really did, if you read the scriptures, he really delayed his own blessing.
Right.
He delayed it. His blessing was coming because God told him. He says, I'm going to make a mighty nation out of you. It's the same thing as with us. When we start listening to the word of God, when we start hearing the Holy Spirit, when we consecrate ourselves, we're building, start obeying, and we're building on a rock. We're building a house, though it's been tried in the fire. We're not going to suffer loss because we're building it as unto the Lord. I'm not building my life to be a man pleaser. I'm not building my life under a different ordinance of the church. I'm building my life according to the word of God.
Amen.
That's no other way for me to build my life and knowing where God has brought me from. I know the characteristics of a sinful nature of a Kevin Allen than where I was back then. But that's not it, because when Christ called me, I heard his voice, and I received the calling of God in my life, and I turned my life away from the world. So everything back then, when before Christ, I counted all dawn. That's that old Kevin. That's that thing that's been burned up.
Yeah, man.
I don't mind suffering loss for that old Kevin, because what I gained was a new man in Christ.
Amen.
And what you'll be gaining by delivering yourself and by calling on the name of Jesus, what you'll be gaining is a new person. Because he says, old things are passed away, behold, all things are new, if any man be in Christ. And so when you're in Christ, you're building thereupon to receive a reward.
Mm-hmm.
Because the world is not going to get the reward that a child of God would get.
That's right.
You can't, as many degrees that you think you have, you can't go before the Father with these degrees and say, Lord, I worked all these years, I put my children through school, but God is saying, here is all these degrees here. He said, Lord, here is these degrees, and the Lord is going to say, try them on the fire. And guess what that paper is going to do? It's going to burn up. Guess what the reward is going to be? The reward is going to be something earthly. Because you didn't do it as unto the Lord. All you did was you heap up all these things, but guess what? You didn't give God the glory.
Come on.
You were selfish enough saying, Lord, I got all these degrees. Lord, you blessed me. This is what you ought to say. The Lord blessed me to wake up this morning. I didn't just wake up. Lord, I thank you for waking me up. See, this word is so important that we recognize the works that we're building there upon. If any man work abide, see, when your work abide, it's going to be built as unto the Lord. But without your works being built, you're like building a house upon a sand. By the sea.
Hallelujah.
Because As great as that house that you built, and I have seen many houses down there in Port Arthur in Pleasure Island, big million-dollar houses. Then when the storm came, guess what? Mm. The storm took them away. But those that dug deep and they found that rock, what they did when they dug real deep into themselves, they got this out of the way. They got that out of the way. They started leaving the breaks alone. They started leaving the club alone. They started leaving the drinking alone. They started leaving the friends that was pulling them away from God. They started leaving all that alone, and they started digging deep down into their soul. They started seeking for the attributes of Christ in their lives. They started calling out on the name of Jesus. Their works were abiding. 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, 14 and 15 verse. If any man works abide, which he had built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. The reward of you giving your life to Christ is much greater than any gift that the world can give you. They may give you all the gold and the diamonds, and they may give you accolades of man to the highest peak. They may give you a celebration for a whole year. Just say they give you accolades for a whole 20 years. But the reward of you living for Christ, the Bible says that eyes have not seen nor entered into the hearts of man what God has prepared for them that love him. That's why it's invaluable. We don't really understand. We know that Christ died for us and destroyed all the works of Satan and took our sins upon himself. That's a great thing for us because we were dead and gone. We were just walking dead. But the things that he had prepared for us, we don't even know, but we know that it's great because God is so great. Guess what? Man does not wake us up every morning. He doesn't.
Amen.
He doesn't give us the attributes of our mind. He said, okay, I'm kick-starting you today, and I'm stopping you tomorrow. God, through God's grace and mercy, God allows us to see another day. It's only by his grace and mercy.
Amen.
See, that's why, what are you building your life upon? That's the question that I'm asking. Is it enough that you're giving man the accolades, or do you give God all the glory? The 15th verse says, if any man works shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. How does a person's works be burned? By the inside in the fire.
Amen.
Any time that you're living a life that you're not giving God all the glory, guess what? You're living in vain. Everything else is vanity. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. You have to realize some things that your life, what you're doing. If you're out there in the world and you're giving man your accolades and man is giving your accolades, all of those things are just going to be burned. But he shall suffer great loss. But he himself shall be saved. How can he himself be saved? By the loss that he has suffered, he can still have time to give his life to Christ. Just think about how long you've been living this life, and you have suffered all these worldly things, all these worldly hurts. All of those things are just burned away. But if you just turn, as Jesus is saying, the fullness of time is coming in your life right now. You can turn to a true and living God right now and give God your life. You don't have to suffer loss. You can be saved. That's what it's saying right here. It's saying, but he himself shall be saved. Yet so as by fire. You know what yet so by fire means? That means that, yes, you're in turn from the ways of the world, of the things that was burned in your life, that brought you scars, that brought you a burnt back, a scarred up leg. But guess what? You can still be saved because you still have breath in your body to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And yet so as by fire. See, yet so every man's work is going to be fired. Tried by fire, that means that God purifies us. He throws us into this fire kettle.
Mm-hmm.
The way all this old things out of us, you know, That's why Romans 12 and 1, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things. See, all those old things would be burned up, even so, by fire. And when he comes out, he would come out as pure as gold, meat for the master's use. When you're meat for the master's use, everything that you're doing now, everything that you build now, everything that you're being led by the Spirit now, you're building it as unto the Lord. It's not no more of yourself, because you realize that you were bought for a price. And since you are bought for a price, everything that you do now is as unto the Lord. So you're building on a sure foundation, and you will get the just reward.
Yes.
I want to take the time right now to talk to you about your life that you're building up on. I mean, who's really getting the glory in your life? Do you give God the accolades of saying, Lord, I thank you for waking me up? Or do you just go by your daily walk, your daily life, you're eating breakfast without giving God thanks over your food?
Come on.
What about just going to the filling station? You just pumping gas without giving God thanks for the car and for the being able to buy you fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Even for a small Coke, Lord, do you thank the Lord for a Coke?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just go about your daily life, not even being mindful of the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, some kid is getting molested. Somebody is having a wreck. Are you thanking God that it's not you?
Yes.
Are you so callous into the environment of the world that you're just saying, well, you're just taking it for naught?
Amen.
God is concerned about those people.
Yes.
He's concerned about it as much as he's concerned about them. He's concerned about you also.
Yes.
This is a time where you can evaluate your life. What if you were to die today? Give your life to Jesus. Start building a life. Start building a life in Christ. Renounce those hidden things in your life. Call upon the name of Jesus. You don't have to be alone in calling upon the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible plays and says in Joel, it says, and whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You can be delivered from the ways of the world and start building a foundation set for heaven's sake, for heaven's glory. It's there for you to have, because the blood is still running warm in your veins. It's your choice. Nobody is pushing you. Nobody is banging you over the head. Jesus is saying in the Word, he's saying, behold, I'm standing at the door and knock. I'm just knocking. I'm not banging on the door. I'm just knocking on the door. And I'm asking you to let me in.
Amen.
You can let Christ into your life today. You can start building a life in Christ that's worthy of a sure reward.
Mm-hmm.
But without Christ, everything that you do is going to be burned. But you yourself can be saved, and yet that by fire, because God wants to save you. He wants to purify you. He wants to burn those old thoughts out of your life. He wants to break all those jokes that's been planted in your life. He wants to break all those learned behaviors, those generational curses. He wants to burn all those things up in your life. So when you come out, you'll be coming out pure as gold, and yet by fire.
My God.
We have all been tried in the fire. And we're still being tried in the fire. Because we haven't left here yet. We're going from glory to glory. Give your life to Jesus. If you haven't made a choice, if you don't know what to say, you can say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all of my sins. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to come into my heart and be my King, be my Lord. The Bible says that you're saved. When you call him Lord and you recognize him as Jesus in your heart, you're saved.
Yes.
Salvation is for you today. Don't worry about what people think about you. You need to worry about what the Father think about you that made those people.
Amen.
He made everything. There's nothing that God didn't make that's not made. That's how great God is. You see those stars up in the sky, the clouds passing by, the weather, the fog, the grass, everything that you exist, the thoughts that comes to you was all created by Jesus. That's how great he is, and how great he is, and how great his love is for you. The Bible says the characteristics of God is this one word, love.
Love.
God is love. And God loves you so much that he gave his son so that you wouldn't have to pay the penalty of your sins and our sins, my sins.
Yes.
Love is just that powerful. See, that's no greater love. Not upon this earth, not in this universe. There's only one love, and it's wrapped up in three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's love. Love covers a multitude of sins. And that love, when you call on Jesus, he'll say, Lord, you remember that sin that I did yesterday? And he'll say, what sin? He said, Jesus said, I throw him in the sea of forgiveness. He won't even bring him up to you. That's how great love is. It's for us to understand that this love that God has is a love that's, they call it an agape love. That means that I'm loving you even though you're a sinner. I'm loving you even though you just finished molesting a boy, even though you just finished molesting a little girl, even though you're a woman and you just finished molesting a boy. God said, even though you may just shot somebody, God says, I have this kind of love for you, but you won't receive me. And I'm begging you today, receive the love that Christ has for us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You can start building a life with Christ, in Christ, and receive a sure reward. Because the Bible says, every man's work would be tried. I hope this word really hits you today, and I hope it was a blessing to you today, that you realize that this is the thing that we're doing. Every day that we wake up is another day to put another nail, to hammer another life, to expose another board, whether it's warped or whether it's straight. Every day that we are careful enough to be led by the Holy Spirit, by his leading in Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6, to let him be the leading and us be the vessel, so that we can build something as unto the Lord, a relationship, build, win a soul as unto the Lord.
Amen.
Give our life away. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Dr. McCullough, I'm turning it back into your hands.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank you for that message. That's truly is true. We have to give our life to the Lord. We have to be concerned not only with our souls but other souls. We have to keep bread at our lips so that we can feed someone else. When we are fed the word, we can feed someone else and be concerned about others, because people are dying. There's so much happening in the world now. So we need to be in fellowship with one another.
Amen.
We need to stay in contact with one another and share the word of God, because of the fact that so many people are dying and getting hurt, and people are unconcerned and care. People care more about worldly things in the world, games, football games, basketball games, and all of these things. They worship those things more than they do God. If you ask them who he is, who the Holy Spirit is, a lot of people don't even know, but I can tell you, they'll tell you what a baseball game is, and a wrestler, a boxer, and they can call out all the names. And I'm not saying there's something wrong with it, but I'm saying don't make it your God.
Amen.
Let's not make these things our God. We need to serve him and be ready to share that word with somebody else that they may be saved. Amen. And I love the story of the widow in the city. I love this story in Luke 18, because she had faith. She went over there and she worshiped still. She's like, look here, you know, this is my adversary. And she kept worrying him. I love that story, because she had faith, and we have to use and exercise our faith. You know, and once we start exercising our faith, things began to happen.
That's right.
When she was persistent, he had to give on up. He said, you know, let me do something here. He had to do something. And that's the same way we should be in our faith. You know, we should be persistent, knowing God, doing God's will. We should be persistent in that. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
It says that you weary, you're the devil of faith. You got to weary your enemy with your faith. You weary your enemy with your faith. Keep using your faith. You're going to weary him. He's going to give up. He's going to quit. He's going to cave in. He's going to leave you alone.
Amen.
So you got to weary him. She wearied the judge.
That's right.
She wasn't the righteous judge, but he was a judge. And he said he got tired of her. He got tired of her. The enemy's going to get tired of looking at you. You keep using your faith. Hallelujah. Keep using your faith. Hold fast in your confession. This is not how free. He's our high priest. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews 4. And 4. It says then that we have a same high priest who has passed through the heavens. He's the Son of God. Let's hold fast to our confession. But we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but he was in all portions as we are yet without sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy by grace to help in the time of need. So hold fast to your faith. Hold fast to your confession. Weary that enemy with your faith. Don't give up your faith. That's all you got. If you get that, you got nothing. Hallelujah. Keep your faith in Jesus. Jesus is the author and finish your faith. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Oh, hallelujah. Dr. McCullough, may I say something?
Yes.
I tell you, at the well, everybody get drunk in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
All we got to know that our God we serve is an awesome God. But
hallelujah.
Dr. McClendon, I'd like for you to just ask people who own the line, they may have a prayer request.
Yes. Is there anybody who has a prayer request or have a comment? Please feel free.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, you know, one thing I want to say, because I know we're getting near the revival, but as it was ministering going on, I saw that two fireballs was coming out of heaven. And Rhodes and Hempstead, what you call that, the overpass, it's sort of like I saw a man so Lord said these are for those who believe. Fire.
Amen. Amen.
These are for those who believe.
Amen.
And I said, oh Lord, he said, it is the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of fire, the spirit of love, the spirit of kindness. And what God wants us to do is what they're doing at the world. And like, I'm just so happy. I mean, like the boy said, Mama, I'm so happy. I don't eat no more biscuits.
Amen.
I'm happy.
Amen.
My. But you know what? One thing I want to tell to the listening audience. If you want something to be a success for yourself, you got to participate.
Amen.
If you want to be a success for yourself, you got to participate. And I'm speaking to the people out there all around in Hempstead, within the radius as far as our voices can be. Because I'm telling you, I want everybody to invite, if you know but one person that needs to be saved. Because I'm telling you what God is showing me needs to be done. And I prophesy that there will be many lives be changed. There will be the change. See, we're battling against the spirit of darkness.
Amen.
And as Dr. Bridges said, we're binding that spirit. We're not going to even deal with it.
Amen.
I wrote this on the page of women, thank God for your careness, lovingness, submitting to the head of the house, the earthly realm. God has seen the women that are truthful and are the vines of his house. Sisters of women, stay with the blood of Christ and let us all get there. But I want to say this as you continue. because I'm telling you what God's committed to do. And I will say this, I will release it to you. The man I told by getting my whole thing set up, it is awesome. Our radio station, our TV station, we're going to be able to stream that. I'm just so excited. And he said, well, you can tell if you want to. He said, well, it'll be tonight because we're going to hook it up. I want you to know what God is doing because the time has come for us to reach out and tell the untold. I'm not afraid.
Amen.
What am I afraid of?
Amen.
I mean, I saw a snake when I was once in the cotton field, and somebody said, it's a cork whip. I got the hole. I saw his head loose. His head is gone. What happened unless I hit him with the head? I cut his head off. When you disbobulate the enemy, he can't do nothing. Can't even do nothing.
Amen.
I'm saying to you that listen to my voice. Remember this. The fight is not ours.
Amen.
It's the Lord. All God wants to do is stand.
Yes, that's right. Any word.
My time is up. Y'all go ahead. God bless you. Woo! Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God because God has brought us together for such a time as this because his awesome power is working.
Amen.
The power is, and it has already started before we got there.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just a blessing that he's demonstrating now more and more in his power and the doors that he's opening and the doors that he's closing. You know what I'm saying? And so I just give God the glory for that because it's by faith. And when we began to go on this fast, it became much powerful and much clearer. So God is doing a work. And those, if you have not gone through a battle, hallelujah, if you have not gone through a battle, just keep on living, as my grandmother used to say, because you will go through one. But I can tell you this, when you go through it, make sure you're going through it with Christ.
Amen.
Because Christ will fight your battle. Amen. And a lot of times, what he does, God said he won't give you no more than you can bear. I can't bear what you can bear. You can't bear what I can bear. Amen? But we can bear some. And some of us more than others.
Yes.
Because the greater the anointing,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I hope people that are listening understand that. So when they look at you and I, they say, well, hey, what's her problem? And I don't have one. It's just a greater the anointing. And when you learn how great this anointing is, then that person, we have to suffer with Christ. We have to suffer with him. Those of us who belong
to him,
so all by his name, we suffer with Christ more than some of the rest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you have great anointing, you're going to suffer some greater things. So we can't look at it.
That's
some
good
things. So we're not worried about what they say because we know what we're going through this for.
Amen.
Because we're going through it for Christ.
Amen.
Because we are here, we're well in Jesus' name. We walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even though some people look at us and say, we don't fit that description because right now you don't look like you belong to Christ. And I don't think Job did either, but he does. Amen. He belonged to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we belong
to Christ.
Amen. So that's why we have to keep the faith. And we have to run on what Christ has called us to do.
Amen.
In spite of them looking at the eye of his.
Come on.
So look at the outer appearance, you're going to miss the message.
Amen.
Amen. Because while you're looking at me, Christ, the Spirit has passed you by.
Love it.
Amen. So don't look at me. Listen to the message. Hallelujah.
I want to say that
because a lot of times people miss their blessing by looking at me. I may not look, hey, but John the Baptist came. He had on capital. So don't look at me. Hallelujah.
No, no man by the flesh.
A king, daughter to you. But I am. Hallelujah.
I am that I am. The righteousness of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So he'll look
praise
at me.
God.
This is the message.
Thank you, God.
So I just give God the glory tonight. I thank God. Because I don't want anybody to miss the message.
Yes.
My brother always said like this. He said, Lord, if I'm not strong enough to pray for him, don't let me be weak enough to talk about him.
Thank you, Father.
Because the people want to, God told me this. He said, see, you don't fit the description because they're looking for somebody who's mighty.
Yes.
And that's why they didn't recognize Jesus when he came in.
Amen.
Because they were looking for
Thank you, Lord.
Talk about because, like you are the driver. Call you driver, I don't have to help you. Don't miss the message. That's all I can say. Don't miss the message. Hallelujah.
Don't miss the message.
We praise God for it. We just give God the glory. Amen?
Amen.
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 So we want to ask if anybody out there has a comment, need prayer, because this is the time. The time is now.
Amen.
We don't want to wait for the morning.
It's our time.
This is our time.
Amen.
We're in a new court.
Yes.
So come on. Join. Come together. Let's walk together.
I have a brother-in-law by the name of Clarence Stansberry. I want to, to lift him up in prayer. He had an incident where the doctor said to do certain things, but and he's 76 or 77, but he's doing okay. But I want to lift him up in prayer. I got another brother-in-law, Harold Stansberry. I want to lift him up. Johnny Stanberry, and I got another one in Louisiana. Want to lift him up in prayer. I want to lift my family up in prayer. Me, my wife, my son, my daughter, my grandchildren, and the work God has given me to do, because I'm not going to push myself down. I'm pushing up. But I need you to pray for me.
Don't push me away.
Because the best of yet is yet to come. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's my request. That's my request.
Amen. Brother Allen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening to everything. And, yes, I agree, you know, the best is yet to come because there's deeper depths and there's higher heights in Christ Jesus. And so we can look for God to bless us because every day is another day that the Lord has made. You know, we don't know what God is going to do. We don't even know how he has ordained. You could be walking down the street and just find whatever God has for you.
Amen. Yeah.
Right.
Amen. You know, because our God is an awesome God. He said that the gold is his, the silver is his, the cattle upon a thousand hills is his. So everything on this earth is the Lord in the fullness thereof. So why should we cut ourselves short by living for all we know for the Lord and expect for us to live in poverty? The devil is alive.
No, I'm in love with you, brother.
Yeah.
You know, go fly a kite with no good. Go fly a kite somewhere. I agree with you.
Amen. Because that's what Dr. Hearn was speaking faith-filled words about his situation, about because looking, going higher and going deeper and doing greater things. Those are faith-filled words because the Bible says now faith. When you speak it, it's already starting to perform right then. That's why it says now faith. Why should it say now faith and it start working tomorrow? That word. It says now faith, and now faith means it's working right now when you speak it. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, just touch and agree right now. We just lift up Dr. Hunter, his family, his friends. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift them all up because you told us to pray for one another that they may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. You told us in your word, Father, once again, it says, where two or three are gathered in your name, that you will be in the midst. Father, we humbly we submit ourselves right now, Father, as we touching in the grin right now, Father. For Dr. Hunter, his friends, his family, his grandchildren, his daughter, his wife, Father, himself, Father, we lift them up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, have your way in his life. We bind the works of the enemy that comes up against him, and we loose the angel that's encamped about him. According to Psalms 103 and 20, it says that, bless the Lord, O his angel, who is excel in strength, who hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. What you have already predestined for his life, Father, his family life, his daughter's life, Father, you have already spoken into existence, and it's being performed right now in Jesus' name. No devil in hell can stop it. In the name of Jesus, because we bind it in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we give you the glory. We thank you right now that his friends, his family, his loved ones, Father, is healed. We thank you for the blessing that you have already stored upon his life, Father, because your word says, I know the thoughts that you think towards him, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give him that expected end. Father, it's that expected end that he's being manifest as he speaks right now. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. Amen.
Amen. I receive it, and I send it back. Amen. Amen.
Bless God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. We give you thanks, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You know, today is this March the 3rd. This is 7th day in the year 14. Listen at this carefully. Today, this month is March the 3rd. This is the third month. Right. See what you get out of it. Hallelujah, this is a year of the Lord. Hallelujah, I said this is a year of the Lord. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Dr. Hunter, would you pray for my household, my family? Would you pray for my faith when I fail in this hour? Because God is hoping and praying that I will stay in the race. And that's my aim, is to stay in the race. I come too far by faith, and I'm not giving up my faith. I'm holding fast like a bulldog. I'm not giving up my faith in Jesus' name. I don't care if come high water. I'm standing fast, and I'm believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. He called me to this work, and guess what? He's going to complete it. He begun it. He's going to be able to complete it in Jesus' name. This is a number of self. It's a number of completion. So would you pray for me, Dr. Hunter? In the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just come before you, Jesus, before we go to the Holy Father. We ask you this particular night, this night in the earth realm, to search our heart diligently, that they find nothing that will enthrall us as you take us to the Father. And as you take us to the Father, let the Father speak to you through us, because we desire to have meet all that you have for us. And every request that was made on this prayer line for Sister Bridget, her family, her husband, and Sister Wolf, Brother Wolf, for all on the line, Father, we thank you. Move, Holy Father, and as the fire of the Holy Spirit moves us, we ask you to let us assemble ourselves together, that we might do what you call us to do, that we would look at each other and say, one for one, one for one, not one for two, one for three, one for four, one for one, one for one, because our God is the same God, the same Son, the same Holy Spirit. And Father, because you've laid it upon Bridget's heart, I speak into her life right now, Father, by faith. I speak it into her life that she will be a woman of God, a mighty woman of God, a mighty woman of God. And the word will flow as she walked, the fire in her feet will cause the enemy to run. In her hands, as she touched, in her eyes, she shall see it. and awoke. And her husband would walk with her clothes. They shall walk together as one. I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Father. But we asking you for level to level to level to level to bright to height to height to height to width to width, because we know nothing is impossible by you. We pray for the conflict that's going right on now in our earth, in the Middle East, and also up there where Putin has made a mistake. I want you to thump him upside his head, Father. Thump him upside his head. Thump him upside his head. Angels on assignment in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight to look upon us as we just leave right now. For the Bible says, 91, in Psalm 91, hallelujah, verse 11 and 12, it says that no evil shall befall us to come near our dwelling place, because the angels of God have been in the camp about us, Father. And we know your word. We just believe your word. You said it, Father. And I want to thank you for the well tonight. For we have brought all we have, our basket, to let down into the well to pull up the great blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father. I pray when we have this revival, not our will, but your will be done. Eyes will be open. Ears will be unstopped. Lame limb will be healed. And we will see your glory, Father, because it's all in the word. And Jesus, you said it. All things are possible by my Father. And Father, we depend on you. Jesus, we want to lean on you because you take us to the Father. Take us to the Father constantly that we might be enshrined with the word of life and of peace and of joy. And you said, we have not because we ask not. And because when we don't ask not, we don't receive not. And Father, tonight, I breathe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stir us up, Father, including me. Stir up my household. Stir us up. I want to thank you for Clarence. I want to thank you for him. Thank you for him, Father. Thank you for everything. Thank you. Thank you for them, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And we believe tonight that all things. We ain't got the beg, we ain't got the burn, we ain't got the steal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. And Father, tonight, up on Sister Bridget right now, she's going to reach somebody tomorrow who hates her, and they're going to come and lay and weep and say, Bridget, forgive me. Forgive me. Thus says the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Too much confused, too much static on the phone. That's what it is. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for it.
Mm. Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 All around 50-mile radius. We bind the enemy within a 50-mile radius, and we command him, let go!
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I see men whose lives are being changed, Father. Men who are a drunk man in that city. Men who do nothing but drink. because he's going to taste it. It's going to be like it's nothing but snuff. But I know, Father, I know what the power of the word can do. We pray for these young men, this next generation. We pray for them, Father. Pray for these fathers who left their seeds unprotected.
Yeah.
And they'll come and watch over and say, I'm your father. Protect over them in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Right now, Lord.
And watch over those young girls, these soon young women. Let them also come under the arms of the women to understand. Not now. Not tomorrow, not next day. But when the time is right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And Father, we just declare that you've given us, place for the 3-day revival, because the third day we're going to end, you're going to explode like never before. Father, I don't know that you're going to do it. We're going to. Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. The Bible says he's a bastard.
Yes.
He ain't got a father. He's a bastard.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Healing bodies tonight, Father. I pray for Ernest, Father. I pray for him down in Luke. I pray for the complete healing of his body. I pray for him.
Yes.
In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I want to thank you for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to stir up the coals and call the fire. Woo. Yes, Lord. My.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nobody's broken. Nobody's poor. We have faith in God. We see God, what he says. It don't look like it. But like the man said, go out and take another look and see what you see. When the prophet spoke the word, he said, but I see the hand of a man in the distance. But all of a sudden, when God gives authority to those, we have to use it, not sell it, but use it for God's glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There are a lot of folks down in him that I'm not criticizing them, I'm loving them. But you got to let go of dung. You got to let go of D-U-N-G. You got to let go of cowcakes. You got to let go. Because God raising you up in righteousness.
Amen.
My God. Father, I pray this night for Dr. DeLone. For Dr. McClendon, that you will keep her with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. You will give her the fullness of what she requests for. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, nor even evil thoughts shall come near. For you said, Father, Jesus, you said, behold, I'm with you, even to the ends of the world. And we said, thank you, Father. I thank you for Brother Allen. I thank you will keep this man with a tongue that's sharp with the word of God. We'll give him the wisdom that he touched me alive, changed me alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, the fire is falling down.
Hallelujah.
The anointing is falling upon it, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name.
I pray for the woman in Georgia, Prophetess Shanda. Bless her accordingly, Father. Bless her accordingly. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, show come up of her seat. Father,
thank you,
it is in Jesus' name, Father. We give you all the glory. We have nothing. We want to love on you, Father. We want you to love on you. We want to love on you. We want to love on you. We want to love on you. All things are possible. All things are possible.
What
has a word with doubt in his Father? Let it fall by the wayside. Hallelujah. Father, I want to thank you as you bring it to my spiritual man. Because the man was in a, Jesus was at a man teaching, Father, and you revealing it. They had the faith to believe. There were so many people around Jesus, but they come to the top of the roof and throw the roof apart to let the man down. Jesus said, such faith, get up and walk. That's the kind of faith that we have. Hallelujah. We all gotta do is just keep trusting in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Our God is our Father.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I want to say this to you. Keep the faith and remember these words. All things are possible to those that believe. And remember my words. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I love you. And God bless you. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen.